There's a tremendous lekach in this week's parsha mamish from Pasuk Aleph, which all the Rishonim are oimid on this point that the Torah is bringing out. The Torah says, "Vayera oilav Hashem be'iloine mamre." V'hu yoshiv pesach oil kachoy mayon. So Rashi brings down, Hashem came levaker as achoyle, and vosep is beiloni mamre. So Rashi says, "Hu shenosan lo yitzal amilo, lefikoch niglo elov bechaluka." This is a tanchuma. It's a medrash rabbe. It's found in many places in Chazal. Chazal give us a whole elaborate event, how it unraveled. Avram went. Mamish, it sounds like he went to get etzes, collect etzes. So he went to Oner, he went to Eshkol, he went to Mamre. These were the Bali Bris of Avram Avinu. These were his confidants, people he was Messiahites with. And he went to, again, Chazal don't say explicitly what exactly he asked them, but Ala Mila. And from the answers that they gave him, it's very difficult to understand some of the tirutzim found in the Rishonim. Because the answers, according to Chazal, was that the first two, Oner, Taka, said don't, and Eshkol said not, for different reasons. Whether it'll compromise him to fight his enemies, or whether he himself is too fragile to have a bris. But whatever it is, they strongly dissuaded him. And Mamre said, what do you mean? He was matzil you from the Kifshon Eish. This is the Rabbanu Shalom. If he's telling you to do it, you do it. Okay. So obviously the Chazal is a pella. Meireishiv ad gemir, it's a pella. Meretach Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is collecting etzes. It's not just that. The Rishonim are bothered fakert. Why Avram waited till now to do the bris? There's all kinds of answers to that. There's Hashkofa answer from Rabbeinu Yehuda, the son of the Rosh, and his Tshuvas. There's a Briskerov. Why didn't Avram do it right away, the bris? He kept the whole Torah, even Erev Tavshil. Why didn't he do a bris right away? The Briskerov says more of a Lomdash Teretz, that in order for a bris to be a bris, it has to be that it's an Orla. Otherwise, it's just a piece of skin. If Hashem identifies it as an orla, then you have a mitzvah to remove it. And therefore, Avram was waiting for that mitzvah to be able to materialize. That's how the Briskerov explains it. But there are some of the Achronim say that Gadol mitzvah v'yisem v'mishenim mitzvah v'yisem. Now, even if you don't go as far as the Briskerov, even if you don't go all the way like the Briskerov, even if you want to argue and say it would have been a mitzvah, yeah, but it would have been only a mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah. So all the other mitzvahs that Avram did, from Shabbos down to Erev Tavshilin, so what? He did a ain't a mitzvah, and whatever mitzvah Hashem decides to give him, he'll do afterwards as a mitzvah. He's not impacting. He's not compromising his ability to do the mitzvah later when he'll be mitzvah. But the bris milah, it's a one-time event. So therefore, that's how some want to learn. B'derech Hishkafti, in a Hashkofa approach, Rabbeinu Yehuda, the son of the Rosh, and his Tshuvas, says a different approach. He says that milah is an interventional mitzvah. You're intervening. Hashem created you one way, and you're making a modification. Right? Sefer HaChinuch holds fakir. That's the whole lesson of Mila. The lesson of Mila is that Hashem tells you can intervene. You have that ability. Fakir, that's the lekach of mitzvah Mila. But the Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Arosh says, Memela, you have no right to do such a mitzvah until Hashem gives it to you. It's like you're stirring Ma'aseh Shemayim. That's what he says. Similar to how the Rishonim explained the Isra of Kilayim, Kalai Behema, Kalayim Bchlal, is it's an intervention in Ma'aseh Bereishis, the way Hashem created the world. Okay, whatever, that's it. Exactly. Without the tzivui. So Lamaisa, that's the approach that you know, different Rishonim and Achronim take to explain Avram even delaying, postponing doing the mitzvah's meal. But once Hashem gave him the mitzvah, is it even conceivable that Avram Avinu was going collecting advice? Chas v'sholom to learn like that. I'm not saying that. All the Rishonim are saying Chas v'sholom. Panach Rosa brings down from the Bali HaToysis. Tema, you can't learn like that. Because it would be a Chas v'sholom, a tremendous zilzul to understand Rashi, that Eloni Mamre, he's the champion. He's our, you know, he's the champion of Mila. Baruch Hashem, he gave Avram an eighth of a Mila. If you really look at the Medrash and you take a second look at the Medrash, you hop right away, Avram wasn't taking eighths, because if he would have been taking eighths, you would have seen it back and forth, and if two out of three advisors tell you not to do it, so you don't do it. If you have a board, and two out of three people tell you don't do it, so you don't do it. If you look at the Medrash, he went to Oner. Told him no, holachloi. So Avram just went away from him. He went to Eshkol, holachloi. He just went to hear what they had to say. So it's not that Mamre convinced Avram on the validity of doing the Mila. It's Mamre was privileged. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. The Chizkuni and the Re'im say a chiddush godol mo'oid. They say Avram, listen to this. Avram went around testing his friends. He wasn't testing Mitzvah's Mila. These were his Balei Bris. Right? These were people he confided with. These were his close chaverim. Right? He wanted to see what are they going to say if it's kedai to stay with them. A guy tells me not to do it, so he's not, I shouldn't hang out with him. He was testing them. Avram was giving this gimel nisyanis to honor Eshkel Mamre. What are you going to answer the question? How are you going to answer that question? Are you going to say yeah? You can say no. You say no, so cult of holachloi. That those design gebenched. Cult of. A friend is somebody who advises you, not necessarily the easy advice. It's the one that gives you the right answer. Sometimes it's hard, but that's the advice given. And that's Avram. So that's how the Chizkunia explains Avram Avinu's going to Mamre. But Eich Shehiya, we have to know what was going on here. What was Avram really, why was he, by this mitzvah, doing this idea? So I want to share with you an unbelievable yesod. Also, it's found in the Re'im. It's found in the Maral, not in the exact approach. And Moron Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to say it over frequently. And it's a tremendous lekach. Tremendous lesson. Last week in Shul, I was talking about the famous Yerushalmi, Nedorim, that the Yerushalmi brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. What is like the most klal, the biggest klal gadol in the Torah? So Rabbi Kiva, of course, presents the pasuk of Ahavtarecha Kamoicha, famous drasha of Rabbi Kiva, Ahavtarecha Kamoicha, klal gadol b'Torah. Ben Azai comes and he says, no, it's not klal gadol b'Torah. Ze sefer toldos ha'odom. That's a klal gadol b'Torah. That's pasuk in Bereishis, I'm sure everybody remembers a couple of weeks ago. Ze sefer toldos ha'odom, b'tzelem elokim ha'aseh ha'odom. It's pasuk in Bereishis. That's a more klal gadol than v'ahavtarecha kamoicha. It's pshat in Ben Azai. B'zezok Ben Azai. So now I'll tell you what Rav Shach Zatzal said, what the Maral says, which is again not exactly, but I think it's the same lesson could be gleaned. And we see this already in the Rishonim. At the end of the parasha, we learn the mitzvah of the Akedah. Akedah is Yitzchok ben Avraham. There's a little event that should, you know, that really you should focus on, even though it gets buried in the tremendous ma'aseh of the Akedah. And that is when Avram takes leave of Eliezer and Yishmael. They come along. Avram takes Eliezer and Yishmael with him. They get to the mountain. They get to the Har Elikim Yeroah. And Avram tells Eliezer and Yishmael, Shvu lochem po yimachamor. Famous Chazal. Sit here with the donkey. Am adoim lochamor. Just like a donkey has no yichus. No yichus. Shvu lochem po yimachamor. Very strange Chazal. From so many different angles. I mean, in the past we discussed what made Avram come to that determination here. So if you look in Chazal, it's a strange thing. Chazal say that Avram looked at the Mokom of the Akedah. Imagine, the Kodesh Kedoshim. He's looking at the holiest place. And he saw the Shechina. Onon Kosher Lahar, there was a cloud that was attached over there to the Akedah, to the Mokom Akedah. And Avram turns to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak Taka sees it. Yitzchak tells his father he sees this Onon Kosher Lahar. When Avram presents the question to Eliezer and Yishmael, they don't see it. They just see a mountain. They don't see it. Avram goes, ah, I'm adoim alachamo. Pella, right? Because a person doesn't see that. What Avram sees, the onan kashal har, that's it. I think if all of us were there, we also would have just said a mountain. I don't think we would have answered onan kashal har. It's pshat. So on that, maybe the Olam remembers, I always share with the Olam a fascinating Nitziv. The Nitziv Mivalozhin points out that there's a big difference between someone that one has a son and when it's just another person. Although we have a chiyuv to influence everybody. We have a chiyuv to be mechanech the world, right? But a son is your achrayus no matter what. And the Nitziv makes the following observation. When Hashem reveals himself to Avram, after Lot leaves, the pasuk says, Achari poreid Lot meimoi. The Chazal tell us, as long as Lot was with him, and they had the Olmaisa with the shepherds and this and that, Avram was compromised. Couldn't communicate with Hashem the same way. Hashem, Omar Avram, Achari poreid Lot meimoi. Pashas Noyach. Says Hashem tells Noach, Ulishem, Chom, and Yofes. Chom? Chom's, Hashem talks to Chom? Chom can hear the Rabbanu Shalom? Chom can have any kind of connection to Hashem? Chazal tells us, yeah, in the Schus of Noach. In the Schus of Noach, so all three sons were able to have a connection. Ask the Nitziv Mivalosh, I don't understand, it's Moshe Kapoya. Avram, not only Lot doesn't see, but Avram is compromised. Hashem comes to Avram, Achari poreid Lot meimoi. And by Noach is Moshe Kapoya. Zok the Nitziv, because Noach, these were his sons. And his sons belong with him. Even if it's Chom, your son belongs by you. And he belongs there, and therefore, Fakert, Chom went up. Kemenzogin, according to the Nitziv, when Avram went to the mountain and he saw the Onan Kosher Lahar, so now his children were able to see it with him because they're part of him, just like Shem, Chom, and Yofes. So he turned to Yitzchak, he says, what do you see? Yitzchak said, Onan Kosher Lahar. He turned to Yishmael, what do you see? Nothing. Amadei Melchamor. Because if it was his son, he would see also. The fact that he didn't see, thus is up. But I want to tell you an unbelievable Beis Halevi. And that's where Shach builds his case. The Beis Halevi says the following. Unbelievable Beis Halevi. He says, when Avraham Avinu went to do the Akedah, he did it strictly because it was Hashem's will. And he did it against all logical forces. Forgetting that Mila could be viewed, Akedah could be viewed as the most barbaric action imaginable. But it also defied everything that Hashem told him. You can have children, Yitzchok Yikori L'Chazorah, Alstink. So listen to Beis Halevi. Says the Beis Halevi, Avram wanted to do it with such purity, the Akedah. He didn't want that when he goes and goes up to the mountain with Yitzchak. He's thinking in his mind, okay, so when Hashem said, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, shine, really it ended up being Yishmael. Yishmael is the one. No. Says the Beis Halevi, Avram was saying it out himself. No. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, Yishmael is not miyuchas after me. Shvulach and poyim achamor. And he's still going to do the Akedah. He's doing the Akedah in spite of the fact that he has nothing to come back to. He has no Zaracha to come back to. What a fascinating Beis Halevi. And so Avram wasn't Chas V'Shalom trying to demoralize them. He was telling himself, this is it. I am shechting the only Zera that I have that's Miyuchas after me. What a beautiful Beis Halevi. Comes Rav Shach. Rav Shach says that when Avram, and again, if you look in the Rishonim, you could see that this is found, this Yisoid is found in the Rishonim. Avram knew that the popular answer is going to be he shouldn't do a bris mila. He knew that. He didn't have to poll. He didn't have to poll Onar Eshkol Amamra. He knew so. He wanted to show himself primarily, and anybody else, and us, every time we read the parasha, that he did the bris mila kashutzima oisai elokim. He did it because that's what Hashem told him. And therefore, the Maral says he wanted to show he didn't just do it without thinking b'chipazim. This was a thoughtful process. Like, oh, you know, he didn't realize what he was doing. He realized very well what he was doing. He realized very well what he was doing. And he realized that the brightest people in the world are telling him, most of them, by a majority, Ibadato Atzmacha, what are you, lost your mind? You do such a thing, you're nuts. Afal PK. That's the godless. That was goof of what Avraham Avinu was doing, the Kasher Tziva Oisei Elikim. And he was enhancing the Kasher Tziva Oisei Elikim. There's two ways to be Mekayim mitzvahs. There's two ways to be Mekayim v'after echa kamoicha. Comes the Pnei Moshe, the Yerushalmi, and he says a great idea. Rabbi Aryeh Levine, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the famous Tzadik Hador, he was also the rabbi of the prison. Famous that many, many Balei Tshuva criminals became Balei Tshuva. Famous. And they loved him. They loved him to death. The story goes that there was once, I think, one of the ministers, government ministers from here, from the States, I don't know what level it was, whether it was a justice, I don't know what level it was, but there was a high-level government official from the States that was visiting Israel. And it was a time when they were letting out a whole group of prisoners in Israel from the Israeli jails. And this American official decided to poll one of the prisoners. He was talking to him. And he asked him why he was imprisoned, why he was incarcerated. And he told him he was involved in theft. He was a ganav. And he asked him, he said, "Nu, after sitting and now you're being released, what's your plans?" He says, "I'm never going to steal again." And then he corrects himself. He says, "I think one more time I may steal." He says, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's a rabbi. The rabbi, Rabbi Levine, he changed my life. And he doesn't have a watch. And I know he doesn't have a watch because he can't afford a watch. Rabbi Levine had children that were in Vesha. That's what he's talking about starvation deathly." He said, "I think I want to steal one more time to get a beautiful watch for my Rebbe." I can't. They loved Rabbi Levine. They loved him. Amish like they loved him to nafshik shuru b'nafshik. That was the way they the hargosha they had for Reb Aryeh Levin. So Reb Aryeh Levin said that he once asked one of the prisoners that he was being makarev, he was there for attempted murder. He didn't actually kill a person, but he tried to kill a person. And he said, he asked the person, so tell me, do you understand the crime that you did? You almost took another human being's life. Do you understand? And this prisoner tells Reb Aryeh Levin, he says, not really. He says, the guy I was going to kill was such a maneuver that the state should have given me a medal if I would have killed him. Yeah, the state should have awarded me. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to kill him. I tried. If I would have succeeded, the state should have awarded me. Reb Aryeh Levin gave a whole schmooze how even murder could be rationalized. Even murder could be rationalized by, listen, look what they do today. Anybody you don't like their views is a Nazi. Now it's a mitzvah, the whole guy. A mitzvah to kill him. Right? Mitzvah to kill him. Says the Bnei Moshe, an unbelievable thing. If you take out the kasher tziva oisoy elokim, even v'haftarach kamoicha doesn't have a pshat. Ben Azai never argued with Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, his father-in-law originally, never argued with him that v'haftarach kamoicha is, that's a, he was enhancing Rabbi Akiva's drasha. He said, v'haftarach kamoicha is not just a mitzvah because you have to love people. If you're only doing it because you love people, you're not doing it because there's a godly element here of B'Tselem Elokim Asas Adam, then one day you'll decide that person is a behemoth. Him I could kill. That person I could torture them. It's all based on your niceties. It's based on what you think is nice. You'll rationalize that maneuver. For him it's Kedai. So Ben Azai wasn't arguing with Rabbi Akiva. Says the Pnei Moshe. He was enhancing it. He was saying, you know what? Your v'haftarach kamoicha has to be riding on the fact that every human being is a tzelem elokim. Every person is godly. Once you put in the kasher tziva oisoy elokim, everything is gevaldik. I'll just end with one idea. There's a gevaldik malbum I mentioned years ago. Fascinating malbum. The Malbim analyzes the difference between the event in Mitzrayim that we learned about in Parshas Lech Lecha and the event in this week's Parsha with Avimelech. There's a lot of similarities. Obviously, the major similarity is that in both cases they took the guy's wife. Right? But Paroi doesn't give Avraham a whole Mishaberech. What kind of Avli you did to me? Paroi just, you know, gives him back. Tells him, you know, I didn't realize him. Avimelech haganzer shtikol teira. Vayikra Avimelech l'Avram vayoyim eloi. Avimelech tells Avram, ma osisa lanu. Look, he turns the table on Avram Avinu. Ma osisa lanu. Ma chatosi loch. Keveisa alai val mamlachti chato gedoyla. You hear what Avimelech tells Avram? What did I do to you that you did such an avala to me? Again, that's the shock of Atari. So the Malbim says a gevaldik vault. He says the Mitzrayim was shtufei zima. The Mitzrayim were mamish znus. They were woke. Woke ship awoke. Elvas Oretz Mitzrayim, Chazal call it, right? Elvas Oretz. Paroi knew good and well what he did. And the Mitzrayim, as soon as they saw Sarah, Vayahalu is all Paroi. That was the country. Paroi had no ground to stand on to tell Avraham Avinu, well, What kind of sin did you do to me? I mean, you're the God says the whole Mitzrayim is one big znus. It's one cesspool of znus. You know that, Pare? And Pare knew he had no leg to stand on. He could say, why did he say this? He doesn't come with big times. But Plishtim, says the Malbim, they were ethical. They don't walk around stealing other people's wives. They're very ethical people. They had a constitution. So Mamela, Avimela comes to Tavram and he says, Masi Solonu, what did you do to us? You had nothing to be afraid. You didn't have to swindle. Pari knew Avram had to swindle. Avimelech is telling Avram, why do you have to swindle? You're dealing with ethical people. Kiveis alive, I'm amlachti. I'm a peaceful country. I have a constitution here. You have to go and swindle us and tell us it's Maisim asher lo yosisu yosisimot. Zok the Malbim, unbelievable words. He says, without Yerushalayim, all your ethics are down the tube. A pretty woman comes in, you want Avimelech wants her. All the alefinas, shtikluch tere, flush down the toilet. Rakomati, ki ein yiras elokim b'mokoy mazeh. Unbelievable mom. Avram answers Avimelech, don't tell me garbage. This is garbage. L'hav l'azevi Biden zogt. Oh, but this is emes the garbage. Don't give me your garbage. Because if there's no Yerushalayim, says the Malbim, then everything is flushed down the toilet. That's the Yisrael. That's the lekach of this week's parasha. The lekach is we have to know that our first thought has to always be Kashrut Tzivoy Selikim. All our chesed, all our niceness, all our whatever, it's all Kashrut Tzivoy. If we have a kasher tzivo, we'll always go in the right path. If you don't have kasher tzivo, there's no bottom. It's a bottomless pit. We should all be zeicher to follow the road of the Ovis and always see the oyer.